Apparently tonight we're gonna make magic.
We're gonna make magic happen. Magic is happening already.
So on 122 episodes of The Running Mullet, over 2 years, we have yet to make magic. That's sad.
Now's the time. There's no better time than now.
What steps are we going to take for this magic to occur?
Well, it'll unfold naturally, I think.
Oh, okay, that's fair. So I don't have to do anything?
Nope. Just
that is my kind of magic.
You might have to smile. I know that's going to be hard. You're getting better.
That felt natural and it felt like a good one.
Yeah.
You want to start the show?
I do. Can I tell you that I have a friend with me?
Is it a fly?
Yes. I don't know where it is.
What's his name?
That's a good question for the audience. There he is. I just saw him.
Can we focus on the show maybe?
Oh, right. Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, Grace, the Intertwined Idiot Inferno went down this past weekend. Let's talk about it all. You, me, and the whole party on episode 1, 2, 3. I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party. Do you even notice how good I'm getting at, like, at my presentation of the entry thing? I mean, I'm seeing fingers flying, going with the 1, 2, 3. My pronunciations are spot on. I'm making it snap, and I don't feel like you, like, it doesn't even matter to you. I hope somebody out there watching is like, wow, he is smooth.
I've been taking notes. You know, it's coming on to performance evaluation time. That is coming soon. And I'm telling you what, it's looking good.
Well, I felt like that was one of my best ones. I'm not going to lie. Everything felt good. Everything went good. I wouldn't change anything about it. I just hope it got noticed.
Well, how you feel is the most important part.
We can have a show about feelings. It might run a little long.
We could. I don't know. How many do you have? 4?
Like 4.5 at this point. I mean, apparently, I only weigh 12 and a half pounds. So
you do. You weigh like 12 and a half pounds.
Yeah. So you can't fit that many feelings in a 12 and a half pound body.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's a tight fit.
I rode you this past weekend. We're going to get into all this, but I never thought I'd say these words all in one sentence, but I rode Grace this past weekend. I did. It was glorious.
It was a good ride too. I offered to fly you, but you did not want an airplane ride, but you did take a horsey back ride. So
yeah, we had fun.
We did. I miss it already.
Yeah. The backyard is muddy from everybody messing up my grass. It's packed up halfway. Boxes are still out there full of treats that no one's eating. It's quiet. It's basically a marshland of emotions.
Yeah. And so in case you were wondering, you had lots of friends over to your house this past Saturday. And we ran loops around your house for 4-ish miles. And it was a lot of fun. And now it's all over.
Yeah. For till another 6 months until winter comes and we schedule something fun to do then. And then it'll be the same tornado in Eric's head of emotions, you know, excitement and high fervor for everybody. Is fervor a word?
Yes, it is a word.
Fervor for everybody coming, and then the low depressiveness of just everybody leaves, and it's yeah. a ghost town. But here we are. It was a fun weekend. It was a great weekend. Mm-hmm. It was the 14th running of an idiot race, and nobody's ever had a series. I shouldn't even say this. Nobody's ever had a serious injury. And it's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not the most technical 4 mile loop, but it's pretty easy to snap the old cankle. So yeah. I don't know. We're doing good. So I'm really happy for that. Lots of smiles, no tears other than myself after I got done riding Grace.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and I hit all of my goals. I don't know what your goals were. Obviously, horsey back ride should always be a goal. You accomplished that. Good job. But I wanted to run with somebody who I had never run with before, and I ran with a couple people I hadn't run with before. So that was mission accomplished. And I wanted to meet new people because I always want to meet new friends, make new friends. And I want to have a good time. And and I wanted to also, I wanted to get 20 miles in. I got 22.
Yeah. So that was that from your last statement there. Good job reaching your goal. That's the whole point of these races is it's easier to be pushed back out, even if it's slow mileage, to keep ticking off miles to reach PRs, whether that's high or low or whatever. But my problem with these events in the past is as running it and having everybody at my house, I'm always like, well, it's a perfect day for me to go out with them and get a good day in, which is great. But every time I do that, I'll go up for a loop. I don't want to be out there. I want to be back here where everybody's coming through because I don't get to experience that much. And when you're out doing loops, it's fun and you are talking with friends and people, but that's like every other race where I have the opportunity to experience it from a different side here. So I kind of let go of that. I was like, well, this weekend, I don't care if I don't get any high mileage. This is what I want to do. I'm going to hang out in my backyard and help at the aid station, obviously, and still talk to people and give them what they need. So it was nice for me to like just let go of that idea that I think I'm going to get miles just because I have all day.
Well, that's a great accomplishment for you. And what were some of your favorite moments of the weekend?
Well, obviously riding you was probably the best moment.
It was my best moment too. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's always fun because we all open up our home Friday night for anybody that's coming far from any distance away. Mm-hmm. Get their butts up here Friday after work and at least get somewhat of a decent night's sleep so they don't have to get up at 1 a.m. to drive up. So that's always fun for me is just hanging out Friday night pre-race. Mm-hmm. During the race, I love going out for the first loop and cheering everybody on and stuff like that. But yeah, the post-race, after the race, usually some people hang out, which is just as fun as the pre-race party. And it's becoming a tradition, like anybody who sticks around even Saturday night goes for a really fun recovery jog / walk around Hills Creek Lake in the morning. So that's kind of a tradition for a few of us. Not many people do it because everybody wants to go home and get showered and live their life for the rest of the weekend. I get that. But
yeah,
it's all the things. It was a great day. It was hot. It represented the middle of summer like it's supposed to. It was supposed to be an inferno. I feel like it was pretty close to it for you guys.
It was humid.
The flies and the horse flies and the biting flies, yeah. They all added to the fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm happy, Grace. I'm very good. Happy.
You should be. Now, tell us about two things. So, I want to hear about the winners and also this happens every time. And it, the first idiot race that I went to, I was the same way. You know, I went to my first idiot race with a goal in mind for a distance PR and a time PR. So there's always people who come to this race and they use it for distance PRs or time PRs, which is just wild to me because it's not even, you know, it's just some dude's backyard. But for some reason, I think a lot of people have done, it happens every single race. So tell us about the winners and tell us about the kind of standout achievements.
Gabe Batdorf, he's addicted to coming here and winning. I think this was his third in a row win.
I still don't feel bad for him. I don't
off feel of bad. Apparently zero training and zero biking since the Ice Age and everything. And I just feel good 50 miles in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, he had a great day. He ran 12 laps in the 10-hour time period that was given from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., which equates to, on that 4.4-mile loop, 52.8 miles. So he ran pretty consistently. He looked, and I'm pretty sure he felt like he got faster as the day went on, kind of found his groove, which is an amazing feeling to have that late in a race. But yeah, great job, Gabe, as usual. Marisa, our girl Marisa, yay high about, if you've seen her around, a couple inches. She was right behind Gabe all day. They ran together for a while, and she was the overall female with the same amount of laps and mileage, just behind Gabe a few, I don't know the time. We didn't keep track of the actual finish time, but yeah, she ran very strong. She's running Eastern States. This should have been a huge confidence boost mentally for her, I would hope. She's a beast. The Rota Smoker was a lap behind them, I think, but she ran consistent all day, pretty much on the same lap as them. So yeah, the team, this was a team event. This was the first time ever I tried to make it a team thing. Random teams of three were picked. And the team at the end with the most laps combined was the team winner, which, I mean, it was, I picked them at random. I'm sure it kind of maybe got messed up where, like, well, for example, this team that won had two strong runners, but I didn't know they were coming to, you know, these events are to make them whatever you want. Like, you can you can be a strong runner and still come for fun and do a 20-mile day.
Well, yeah. I think coming from the people who were out there running, it was definitely fun to have it a team event, because when you would run past your teammate, you know, you were doing high fives and everything. And that was kind of neat that you always cheer on all the runners, but we had just like a little bit of a special.
You know? I hope you're very right with that, because that was the idea of doing it, was seeing them out there. If they're walking, saying you can do it, you know, just keep moving, it's okay type of thing. I don't know. I didn't see any of that because I wasn't on the course, but I sure do hope that happened like that with a lot of the teams.
It absolutely did. So I thought it was neat. And I don't think, you know,
nobody cared, but
I don't think anybody cared. Yeah.
No, but anyway, Lyle Klingemann, who was, I believe, our oldest runner at 59, I believe. I don't have his laps here, but Rota Smoker and Tanya Golden, they were the team of three that won with 29 total loops. And that would equate to 127.6 miles between the three of them.
Awesome.
Other teams were close right behind them. Apparently, I didn't do math good, but one team was like one loop behind them, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, like going back to what we were talking about, though, like the race is for every person. You could start running the day of the race or start walking the day of the race. Get off the couch and start walking. Heck, sign up and have fun. Do a loop. Mm-hmm. Do half a loop. I don't care. You want to race it? Go for it. You want to just come and drink all day and do beer loops? Hey, sign me up. But it amazed me how much, and it always amazes me, is how many people take it seriously. And you don't have to take it seriously, meaning you have to gut yourself out for 10 hours. But when I say take it seriously, I mean, they're doing it for 10 hours, and that's hard.
Yeah.
That's very,
it's
very
a hard loop to do for a long time. Like it's you end up with a lot of elevation. So it's tough to do all 10 hours.
Right. But yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think of other from some standout people that I saw.
Wasn't there a group of a couple of people who had their longest distance prior to that was like 13 miles or something. And then they did a bunch. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah. I'm thinking real quick. A couple people had to leave early.
Yep. But that's okay.
One of my athletes, actually, Janelle Brennan, this was her first time there. She might be one that you're talking about. I think her previous PR was, I'm going to get it wrong, but around 14 miles or something like that. Maybe even less, 12 miles. And she did 18.
Nice. So
that was a big day for her.
Ah, congratulations, Janelle. Nice work.
And the two girls that Kip brought, his daughter, Alyssa, and Nicole, they're the ones you're referring. Yes, they're. Nicole's longest run was 15 miles, and I assume Alyssa's was somewhere around that. It doesn't matter, but they both ran 40 miles. Like, come on. I think it's like the stupidity factor of like, it's the first time. So it's like, well, this is what we're supposed to do. We keep going. Where after that, it's like, you feel that feeling. You're like, oh man, I'm tired. I should stop. But no, they're not stupid at all. But that was very impressive because they moved pretty swiftly and they've never ran anything like that before.
That was very cool. So their previous PR was 15 miles. And it went to 40 miles that day, 40 tough miles too. So it was super impressive. And they looked good at the end, you know, they didn't look like they were on the verge of falling over or anything like that. They looked like they were fine. So that was pretty cool to see. I love seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best part about these things. Any race for that matter is seeing huge, breakthroughs like that. I'm curious to know what their thoughts and feelings are about doing that and what did they look like walking up and down stairs today, but
yeah,
very awesome.
It's a good gateway race into into ridiculous distances and time on feet,
right? So you had, who'd you have there? You had Jen DeVore is your athlete still, right?
And Becky. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. And Gina. So I brought Gina up for her first idiot race. She loved it. She can't wait to come back. And it was funny. We carpooled together and on the way home, she was like, that Marisa, she's really, and I'm like, yeah. Whenever I hear people who have that, you know, will say, well, you know, my legs are too short to move that fast. I used to think of Kieran Coons, who's shorter than me, and she's a very fast power walker, a great runner. She's done a lot of amazing races. I really look up to her. And then there's Marisa. And then you meet Marisa and you're like, okay, well, that's not it. It's just that it's just that she's a lot fitter than I am, and that's okay. So short legs. If you got short legs, it doesn't matter. You can still do it. She's a beast on downhills too. She's very fast.
She had a phenomenal day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Gina, her comment was she had a lot of fun. She made new friends. And Marisa is very impressive. And
so, take off.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
Yeah. So I had a few folks up there. We had a good time. And I got to do a whole loop with Becky. I really enjoyed that. We had a good loop.
Nice.
Yeah. She's been killing it.
It was hot. It was like mid 80s and very, very humid.
Yeah.
Humidity would just not quit.
Oh, and Meg and Tom too.
Yep.
Yeah. So they came back up.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody had fun. There's people throughout the day that stopped and only had, you know, a goal of so many and didn't do the 10 hours, and that's fine too.
Yeah. I got to do a whole loop with Kaylee, and that was amazing. And we did flips on the gate, and that was fun.
Sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, we had a good time.
There was one bear sighting, that was kind of cool. No rattlesnakes, which I'm surprised because it was a very hot day, and there's been sightings on that trail on the Mid-State right there before. But
yep. I saw a newt pretty early on, and then that was it.
But yeah, I mean, the aid station was your normal, anything you can imagine, I feel like.
Pizza rolls. I liked the pizza rolls. That was very enjoyable.
That's because I cooked them up for you.
Yep. And I appreciate it. The dogs were good. Burger was good. It's just, like, that's just boring. That's boring to have a race where everything is just amazing. Just stop. You got to have some drama or something.
Let's see. It wasn't amazing. I can't think of anything that wasn't amazing.
Yeah. Got to see Becky. Both the girls were there because sometimes they have other stuff going on.
Yep. Trying to think of other good stuff that happened during this race. There was a couple. I requested that if anybody fell on the loop or tripped and fell, that they would do it in my yard loop, so at least I would get a chance of seeing them.
Yeah.
The trail wraps around my property for, oh, I don't know, quarter mile.
Yeah.
And it's not the most buffed out trail, but that's the whole point of trail running. But yeah, I did not see it, but Marisa took a good fall. Marisa's blood is out on my property somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So that was a big win for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many other people fell, but I'm hoping there are quite a few.
Oh, Meg added in, and there were puppies. Brooke brought her puppies.
Yeah.
That, you know what was terrible was the music. You had pretty bad music playing, but that's because I didn't choose it this time.
That music is my childhood.
It was just so depressing.
Your face is depressing. Whatever.
You gotta. Whenever I DJ, everybody knows it's going to be good music.
You know, it wasn't my job to do that. I turned on a station and that's it. It was background music.
It was depressing background music, but that's okay.
What, you tell me what playlist I need next time.
Okay, I'll make you one.
I'll put it on very low volume and no one will hear it, but at least you'll feel better.
That sounds great.
I mean, it's all about you, Grace.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm very affected by music.
Well, I'm not.
Which is why I should control the music. You just made the argument for me. I should.
Would you have gone farther, faster, if I had better music on? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
God, I knew it. I probably affected
everybody. What else I got?
Race
out. I got more lines.
You got more tattoo?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's last awesome. Tuesday, you didn't even notice. I got three more trails added: the Brandywine, the West Rim, and the Black Forest.
Well, I wish you would have said something. I didn't spend too much time staring at your forearm. Sorry.
No, that's what you get.
What else we got? Last Monday was the start of Badwater 135 at midnight our time last Monday. So that was after our show on Monday. But the Kaylee Frederick ran Badwater 135 for the third time in a row. And Badwater runs through Death Valley. And it's a very hot race, like 110 degrees.
Yeah. But
she destroyed it. She set her own PR. Just got under 32 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth female overall, behind some elite female athletes. Sponsored by Mount Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
She was 26 overall, I believe. I don't know why.
Sounds right.
I'm forgetting. All right. She's listening, so she can pipe in if that's wrong. But she had a great performance, and so congrats to her. I wanted to make a shout out to that because we missed it last week, and that's pretty. I mean, the race is it's dubbed the hardest foot race in the world or something like that. So
yeah, 23rd overall, she said.
23rd. So I was close.
Silly.
Yeah. So 23rd overall out of 99 runners and 6th female. She's very, very content with how she performed, and you know, she had goals and she hit them.
Yeah.
She ran extremely strong at the end up a big mountain. And yeah, so congrats, Kaylee, and on to the next thing.
Yeah. Also, my friend John Swanson finished Badwater.
Nice.
That was his first time. Yep.
Awesome. Great job, John.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kaylee.
Ironstone just finished yesterday.
Ironstone just finished. Misty finished.
Misty finished. There was my boy Cliff Sullivan and Grant Cole up here in Tioga County. They ran together and they finished. Other than that, I looked down through the list and I was like, who are these people? I don't recognize these words.
There are other people out there besides people who are friends with you. There are new friends to be made.
That's exactly what they are. But it was a lot. I was surprised at how many people I didn't recognize. So, yeah. But I think there was around 55 finishers out of, I forget, 90s maybe that started. So kudos to them. For those that don't know Ironstone 100K, it is a pure boulder hopping type of race with 20 miles of rail trail or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. 13 miles of rail trail.
Very humid.
Very humid day. I'm sure it was very hard. So very good job to Ironstone finishers. And yes, Misty Trowbridge for finishing.
Hey, Misty.
Great job.
Yeah. What's happening this weekend? What do you have planned?
I'm thinking. I don't think I have much planned for this weekend. No, I don't. No, nothing special. Eastern States is coming up in crazy amount of short weeks.
Yeah.
We got to start organizing the aid station layout and everything and who's doing what and who's bringing what and all that good stuff, because it's a aid station that's open from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. That's 12 hours for those that don't math. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a blast. We're at the Pine Creek Stream Crossing, which is this will be the second year that they'll be crossing that Pine Creek, which is pretty fun and unique. I'm very happy and lucky and honored to be able to be a part of that aid station.
Yeah, and it looks like the team put up a new anchor as well for that creek crossing.
Who put up an anchor? What?
I don't know who it was. I bet you anything Lee was involved. Arbogast.
Like an anchor in a tree?
In a rock.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend. So it looks like they're getting the course ready for Eastern States. I'm super excited about Eastern States. I can't wait to crew. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're hoping the weather's nice and it's not raining all day. Hot and humid is probably gonna be on the rest of, or on the menu, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, these next few weeks are just really exciting. So I have camp this weekend.
Are you ready?
I've still, like, it's little stuff that I'm doing that I have to do, but like the big stuff is done. You know, it's just little things that I would normally do the last week.
Awesome.
I have 50 campers coming.
That's insane.
It is insane. It's wild. I can't wait. There's a lot of surprises that they don't know about yet. So I can't talk about it yet, but Camp is gonna be like,
very fun. Are there strippers and stuff coming?
No. Why would that happen?
I don't know.
Why is that the first thing that comes into your head?
Surprise. I don't know. That's weird. I retract that. I don't know why.
Thank you. Good job. Hey, you recognized it and you get bonus points for that. Nice work.
This is a female camp, right? Or not?
Yeah, it's all female. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun though. We have lots of fun activities scheduled. We kick it off with a hike on the Standing Stone Trail at Greenwood Furnace. We go up to that vista, big, huge vista. So we kick it off there and then we have a lot of fun all weekend. So I have camp this weekend and then before you know it, it's going to be Eastern States. And then right after that is going to be Slopeside. So I'm super excited. I'm getting the last few little things done at the same time for Slopeside Slumber Party. And registration for that is open, hint, hint. And also there's going to be a fun kids race this year, hint, hint, for anybody listening. It's going to be super fun. And then it'll be all over and I'll be sad.
August and middle August, it's all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then we start for the winter series right after that.
Gotcha.
Oh gosh.
Winter's coming.
I know. Winter is coming. Hmm.
What do you think about the idea of the relay for next summer?
I like the relay. Did you see my response?
Yeah, I saw your response. No, I think I like it too. I think it could be an interesting twist. Kip Hoffman, the only person who's made it to every single Idiot Runner event, he threw me that idea today and I thought about it. I was like, that very simple idea, obviously, but it's like, that could be fun.
Mm-hmm. So relay meaning you are not on the course at the same time as your partner. Is that right? Like you're an actual relay.
I think so, but that also doesn't mean like you do a lap, they have to do a lap. I could make it like you choose. And that was Becky's thought too. Like if you want to go out, if it's 10 hours, say, for example, or 24 mm-hmm. hours. Now, let's just say it's 10 hours. You mm-hmm. could go out for 6 hours and then your partner right. could go out for 4.
Right.
Or
anything. I agree with that.
So I like that idea too. And I was leaning more towards a 24-hour event. I don't know.
I think that would be super fun.
Yeah, I was super excited about the idea. I think it's a great idea. I think I'm going to go with it. The downside is, as soon as I thought about it, I was like, I can't do that in winter because my Kip proclaimed barn isn't big enough to house half the runners mm-hmm. in all mm-hmm. for 24 hours. And number two, it's too cold. You're wet from sweat and you're not going to want to sit for an hour and then go back out. So sadly, it's going to have to wait a year to do, but I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I think that's a great format, and I think it would be fun to have, even if you don't have different divisions, hear me out. So my idea is to have two different divisions, front of the pack, business in the front, or party in the back. So business in the front, hear me out. If you're in the business in the front division, you are judged on how many laps you do. If you are party in the back, you are judged on how fun is your party.
Hmm.
So you are judged on costume, on how good are you at cheering for other people. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the party in the back. It's pretty serious stuff.
I like that a lot, but don't you think the party in the back also should be how long you go for? Not how many loops, but how long you go for. There should be points for if it is 24 hours. There should be points for a party in the backer to go 22 hours or 24 hours compared to a team that only shows their costume for 4 hours and goes home.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, any party in the back has to do the full 24.
Has to.
To be eligible for awards. Absolutely.
Yeah.
got to be there for the full 24. 24 is not that, that's not that hard for a party in the back. We're used to being out there for a long time.
That's good. I'm glad you speak for everyone.
You know, it's hard. But
and then
I also speak for everyone when I say your music choices. Not the best.
That's and then to top it off, to make it just as good as every other Idiot Runner event, is if you don't have a partner, if you don't want a partner, you can still come and we'll partner you up.
Yeah.
So partner you up.
There's a lot to think about before then. I trust that you are going to come up with an awesome format, however it ends up. And I'm going to be there. It'll be fun.
I mean, I won't come up with it. I'll steal other people's ideas.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it works out pretty nice. But yeah,
this is why I feed you ideas. It's because you need this.
You keep feeding me. Just keep feeding me. Do the hand thing when you do it. Feed me. Feed me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I don't know.
We got a lot situated. I want to know what date is the winter idiot?
Oh my gosh. We're 2 days out past the summer.
No.
First one to start pestering me. There you were. You had to be the person. I'll get there. Give me a couple. No, I can't tell you. Just
fine.
Not any more special than anybody else.
What?
I'll tell you when I'm good and ready to tell you, which basically means I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. Yeah.
No. Come on. It'll be super
and
fun.
I want to know what format it's going to be.
Huh?
48 hours.
No. Nobody. You were the only one that raised your hand to a 48-hour idea.
Rhoda probably did. I don't know if she did.
She felt bad for you. So it was like a... We'll have a grace race. And it'll be just you and the clock of 48 hours. And I told you this. I'm going to set the clock down. I'm going to go ding. It'll start. Grace will race. And I'll see you 2 days later. And then you can be done with this silliness. It'll get you get out of your system. I'll give you a prize, a butter knife. And we can move on to other Idiot Runner events.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, cool. Anybody wants to join her, this will be a special event.
Okay.
Yep.
Grace's race, right?
Great. And not only that, but it's just going to be around the quarter mile yard loop.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll see you out my window like every 5 minutes.
I don't know. I might do that.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Grace, let's wrap this sucker up.
Yep.
Okay. We talked about our weekends. I got nothing else to say. You can tell the people all the things.
Okay. All the things include one.
Wait. Look at this comment. Read that to me. Read it out loud, Grace.
Hold on. I don't have my glasses on.
Tom.
I can't see it.
Tom apparently loved the music. Well, thank you, Megan, because...
You know what Tom needs in his training plan? I think Tom needs a lot more strength training, maybe some mobility work. Maybe I will work on that tonight, Tom.
Hmm. Tom better shut his mouth. It's good music. Anyway, all right, continue on with the closure of the show.
All right, I'm going to put some Pilates into Tom's schedule. He's still recovering, so I can't give him terrible speed work, but I would consider it. Right. So he's going to get Pilates instead. Number one, like the page on YouTube, follow us on YouTube, comment on YouTube. I do go back and look at the comments and I add comments too, because it's super fun. And like us on the Facebooks if you're on the Facebooks. Share us on the Facebooks. Share the little YouTubes. And like the comments and do a little comment or nice stuff on iTunes. That would be super cool. You would be amazing if you did that. And I would give you a prize. So that. Do that. And then tune in Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time to listen to us live and join in the conversation. And don't say that you like Eric's music. That's it.
They don't have to say it. I think everybody knows the truth that it was an amazing playlist. And if you'd like to, if you'd like me to pass it on to you, I will. Just reach out to me.
No. When I play my music, you know who says that I like this song or this is good music. Tank. So, boom. He's never said that about your music.
Okay, then. You and Tank just have fun with your garbage.
It's not garbage.
Listen, these live numbers I'm seeing are not acceptable, people. She's going to try to be nice to you and say all that cute stuff about joining in and sharing and cuddling your friends. Tune in for a little bit on Monday night at 7:30. I know you're there. Hello? Knock, knock, knock. There. Yeah, we just got one more because they felt threatened. It just went up. So keep getting it up, and because we're nowhere near YouTube paying us to be on there.
No. I don't know that we ever will be.
We're going to get there, and I'll do it by threatening. So find your friends, lock them in, tell them to watch the show for 30 to 50 to 60 minutes, and they'll learn something each show. We make this an educational experience. Mm-hmm. I think there's at least 0.5 things that we taught you today, maybe. That's important. That's 0.5 more than you would learn the rest of the week. So You're welcome for that. Now tune in live. If you don't tune in live, you better freaking listen on Spotify. Even if you don't listen on Spotify, hit play, put your earbud on the table and let it play so that we get the listen because I said so.
Good job. Yeah. And here's your lesson for the day. Nerds clusters are delicious and very good fuel.
There's not many people that won't disagree with that. And I
maybe they haven't tried it yet. So if you haven't tried it yet, there you go.
And like nerds have never been my favorite candy. Like I've always had a pack of nerds growing up and the cardboard box. I get it. But they're like, meh, I'd rather have other stuff. Yeah. But the nerd cluster is a magic concoction that they formed, that they got right. Some guy person got that right.
Yeah.
And they're unbelievable. And once you start, don't buy a bag. Mm-mm.
Yeah, mm-mm. It's dangerous. Somebody saw Gobstopper and they were inspired and they made the nerd cluster and it is delicious and it's should be at every aid station this next year. And also Shack Heads are very good. So there you go.
Gobstopper it's nowhere near what a nerd cluster is. Gobstoppers are hard.
No, I meant a real Gobstopper from the movie and from the book. They were inspired by it because it looks like a Gobstopper. I will throw some knowledge at you at a later date.
Who, me or the people listening?
You, yes. Okay. If you don't know what a Gobstopper is.
No.
I meant a real Gobstopper.
Is that Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
The book is Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
It's a movie too.
Yes, and the movie is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but Johnny Depp's in a new one. Did you know that?
And I can't watch it.
Yeah. The OG is the best.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from now, but back to the Gobstoppers that you buy in the store. Don't eat the banana one.
We should do an entire episode about alternate fueling methods besides Morton gels because they're really expensive, even though they're amazing.
All right. Good night, Grace. Good night, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for listening to my threats. Thanks for listening to Grace trying to be nice. Tune in next week. I highly suggest you do that. And the numbers better show it. And we'll see you next week for a lot more fun, lighthearted comedy.
Yeah, and also you're doing amazing. Good job at life. You're still lifing, so good work. Thanks, everybody. Bye.